Dungeons & Dragons 3.5, New Hope. Is there truly honor amongst thieves? Find out as a group of rogues try to make their way in a world that's out to kill them.
What do you do for fun?
Me? Oh, I play games.
Oh, I like games.
Whoa, no, I mean tabletop game. You know, with dice and stuff. You know, like D&D.
Measure!
Was it something I said?
Sir, I think you should leave.
Hey, buddy. Don't worry, you'll find a Gamer's Haven around the corner.
The Gamer's Haven Podcast at gamershavenpodcast.com.
VORPA Network is the bomb, the cutting edge of geekdom. Comics, advice, D&D. Video games, RPGs, finding it easy, just stay calm, VorpalNetwork.com.
That woman apparently who came down to visit me, maybe she'll enjoy it. Who knows?
Oh, she's dead.
Oh, what happened?
Well, it wasn't me, if that's what you're thinking. Well, apparently some... She decided to go visit a Sauronian man.
Aren't those elves like Tana?
Oh, that's
no, that's Sylvanian. Sauronian are the fiery Spaniards.
Oh,
fiery, my wife is a Sauronian.
Rooney is married to.
Oh yeah, the ones you're posing.
And she found out.
Oh yeah, they're mean.
Ooh.
So, pleasantry, dears. Save her hand for you.
And no, thank you. Anyways, see you in 3 weeks when we get out of the magic zone.
I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, it should be interesting. Oh,
brain.
By the way. Just so you know, we're pitting an orc army against an orc army.
That hurts.
Good.
Oh god.
Plenty of them will be heading down our way soon enough.
I'll make sure to see if you can get some people to scry and record this, because this is going to be funny.
Ah, a sports channel. Interesting.
Yeah, see if you can get some profit off of it.
ESP orc?
Now we're tuning in live at Lake Castle. Look at that, it's a star orc from last year who survived the battle! His name is Gore Crusher!
Alright, so. And Gore Crusher gets an arrow for
that. The first week of movement, who's the war boss?
I guess me.
Translator.
Translator.
Hey, miss, my name's Grok, the quartermaster.
Greetings, Grok.
We don't have any food.
Why don't we make her the war boss?
Because she's not an orc.
They would coup de grace her.
So,
please try.
We got 3 options. We can start eating mountain goats. We could start eating each other. Or we can start eating goblins. What's the war boss want?
Alright, we have 3 choices. Goats, goblins, or each other as food.
Let's go for goblins. He said they were going to die anyway, right?
Well, the goats are the
goats.
Cavalry, so yeah.
Oh, okay.
So I would go with the goblins.
How many goblins are there?
Lots. Millions.
Enough to survive. In fact, after you eat like 3, you realize there's 6 more.
Remember, Jessica, no matter how many people...
I was just making sure, because we have giants
goblins
here.
Can we also have some hunt? People hunt?
We can try that.
As we go up through the mountains.
Okay.
What's the boss say?
goblins are good?
Ah, I wish I had eaten the goblins.
And also, if possible, to have some of the cavalry go out and look for food. Because I strongly doubt the goblins taste very good.
It's fast food.
Alright. So, well, basically what it is when you guys will be arriving, your goblin force will be diminished by half.
It's cool. Okay. No.
I'm saying they're going with enough pepper, well, dirt, doesn't taste like goblin.
No, I'm certain we can send you out to go find us some
food. You guys can find food. This is food for the troops.
Yes.
What's the DC to gather food for yourself?
10.
Here it's a base 15.
Okay. I got it.
I'm okay with eating goblin as long as they're dead.
Over it.
I got it.
Okay.
I got a 16.
You feed yourself. 14. Ryan, what'd you roll?
I feed myself with goblins.
Oh.
I got a 14.
Anywho, we're not worried about this.
Okay. Yeah, I'm just
gonna do. Second week, of course, you know, a new week, new problems. Up walks, you know, a different orc. Hello!
Greetings, orc. What do you want?
Name's Two Eyes.
I see that. What do you want? What do you need, Two Eyes?
He's got a monocle in one eye.
That'll be three eyes.
No,
monocle.
He lost the eye. He lost the eye.
Gotcha.
Well, monocle's on his really stump.
Some trolls have been eating some of our flanks. Mountain trolls come out of nowhere. What we do?
Recruit
Kill them for food.
Recruit them.
Be fine.
Or, well, I guess we could try and enslave them.
No, if we capture one, we can rip off his arm.
Yeah, and then he regenerates.
And feed everyone.
That's what I was saying. Is we could use it for food.
Do we know anything about trolls, though?
It's a knowledge nature.
Yeah.
Okay, we'll try and recruit him if we
can. Do we know that they have regeneration?
They're trolls. They regenerate. It's just.
Give me an intel check, PC 10.
Yeah.
Okay.
DC 10 is a common knowledge check, which basically anyone can make. Sort of like identifying the main gods, it's technically a knowledge religion, but it's a DC 10 because it's
for us
common.
Well, for anyone that grew up in New Hope, it's probably slightly higher, identifying the main gods out here.
Identifying the main gods would be pretty unfamiliar, except you guys have seen a few of them, because you guys had a time warp again.
We didn't see any of them.
You guys actually went to the Temple of Pelor.
Yes.
That's right.
Would I have be any better at that?
And we know it's Pelor because you talked about
the
giant naked statue of Pelor and his abs and everything.
No, his manhood.
That too.
Yeah. And you made it.
Yes, I did. No, Jack made it before I became Jack.
Yes. You got to admire your own work.
Yes.
And you enjoyed it far too much.
How many of the souls come together?
They fight one at a time.
Capture them, either recruit them or use them for food. That is their choice.
Use nets.
Okay. Can you have a couple of giants try and catch them? Help you catch them.
Oh, that's a good idea.
By the way,
you're so smart, Warboss.
Use nets. Tell them to use nets.
No, giants
nets?
Just...
Sure, we have nets.
By the way, the rock trolls are... Oh yeah, I don't know that. Never mind. Move on.
Exactly. I know they're not going to find them.
When you guys will be arriving to assault, you guys will actually have a unit of rock trolls.
Hey, sweet.
Awesome. Wow.
However, you'll be down to giant.
That's okay.
A unit of rock trolls.
Yeah.
Are rock trolls badass?
Oh, yeah. They are considered invisible if they're in a rocky environment.
Are we in a rock? Is Lit Castle in a rocky environment?
No.
It's a place. In the mountains, they are invisible.
But the fact that they're trolls, and we have a whole lot of them.
And they only are put down by acid, not fire.
That makes sense.
So I assume my wife came down and...
You guys, you still have one more event.
One more week, yes.
Alright, last week, up walks a goblin.
Oh, have you been making your checks?
Greetings, goblin.
For what?
I do speak goblin.
Ox's been starting fights. You better stop it. Or at least have him stop it. Otherwise, he's gonna knock me as many orcs.
Wait, what?
Tana, we need you just to duel a couple orcs.
Okay.
You be the Warboss's champion.
Give me an intimidate check.
Because you'll be able to beat the orcs. No question.
Can you use your strength?
Yes, I will allow you to use strength, because you're basically what you're doing is you're putting down fights, saying, you start fights, I put you down, type of thing.
Can I include my rage in this?
No.
Okay.
Not unless you're going to rage for a whole week.
The reason is this will be putting down fights at several different times.
Okay. Still gives me a plus 12, since I get to use my strength.
It's a DC 20.
Okay.
What'd you get?
A 3.
Not higher than 8.
17.
I can assist if necessary, but you have to roll an 8 or... No, 8. 6 or higher. What'd you get?
Wow, Alec.
Rolled another 3.
I'll use my food benny.
Food bennies. You have to roll 6 and I can assist you.
Can Steven assist in this?
Sure.
Okay.
Subduing is what I do.
Okay. 23.
There we go.
There's the food benny.
And here's my benny.
Wah.
Fail.
That was pretty cool.
So, basically you put down enough fights so you don't have to worry about it.
And it's, I don't kill anyone because my...
Alright, then you guys reach the edge of the mountains. You guys have a week of marching. Which, while you're on the week of marching... Let's see.
Do you have hunting parties? Because I'm sure the food's more...
There is hunting parties.
Okay.
Up walks a big burly orc, missing one eye and broken tusk.
We got a problem, boss.
What is
it? Umis. Striking forces. They come in, kill a few orcs, leave. They got horses. Our goats can't keep up with them.
Makes sense.
I could easily go talk to them and tell them what we're doing. They'll probably leave us alone.
Can you talk to them?
Really? You can't talk to them?
I don't speak your crazy moon language!
Curse you for making languages different.
Why don't I go talk to them?
Yes.
We'll
send out...
How are they striking at night?
No, they're attacking during the day.
We'll send out
our
assassin.
There's a group over there. See an orc die.
We'll send out our assassin to deal with them.
You got an assassin?
I'll go with you just to...
How would you know?
That's awesome. You're a good robot.
Our assassin!
Got the point.
I could actually assassinate someone.
By the way, I just realized my really earlier was right. True. The beatings did continue until morale.
These guys are gonna love us.
Can we come with you?
An orc army invades New Hope. Crashes.
Game didn't end because you guys attacked Lake Castle Special Forces. The game ended because you killed New Hope.
Alright, let's...
No, I know exactly what I'm going to do with them if they want to travel all the way there, though.
And since we're out of it, I'll look human.
Okay.
I revert back to my natural form!
Give me diplomacy. Reason is just to come in a non-suspicious way. Because if a human appears in the middle of your camp going, hi, I'm here to talk, it's kind of the... Okay? Talk!
I know. I got a 35.
Okay.
I will drop the name of the night captain that we talked to.
Hold on. Where's the DMG?
We're here on a mission from the...
I believe it was Jonathan.
Jonathan.
Something.
What was his name?
Night Captain.
Night Captain Jonathan.
Yep. And I'll be like, oh. And you might want to tell Iron Town or whatever the hell it was called that their orcish raiding party is going to be doing something else.
He has visible wounds where he's been hit several times by orcish retaliation.
Scars, I assume,
yes.
You mean?
No, open wounds.
Oh, okay.
I'll heal him if he'll let me close.
Who are you? You look familiar.
Wait, what do I look familiar?
Have I seen you around Lake Castle before?
Yes. My name is... I'm assuming a female.
Jill. It's a common enough name.
Jeanette Carter. I don't know
Jeanette.
If you know
me or not. Well, hello, Jeanette. May I call you Jean?
That's fine.
I assume this is via comprehend languages.
I have some.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Mm-hmm.
I can actually talk to him, and he can talk to me.
I say you feel your soul die a little, but whatever.
Hey, I don't have it permanently. It's just a scroll. But yeah. Do you want me to actually explain what's going on?
Okay, you explain what's going on. It's like, okay. Should we stop killing orcs?
Don't kill orcs in this group. The other groups are great.
Okay. I'll tell my commander about this and we'll at least know.
The decision, you can make a decision from there. We're going to use this one to attack the force that's sneaking up on Lake Castle.
We're going to go all the way around the lake?
I think so.
Okay.
Unless is there any other place the orcs are?
With the war boss?
Do you want me to do a quick sketch?
Yes.
They're going through all the other small...
Show us where the best place to go.
Lakey, town. Hooga Chaka Mountains, Hooga Chaka.
Hooga.
Okay, you guys are coming from this way. There's a group coming down this way, and the guy who was attacking, who you guys talked to, came from this way. The boss is coming straight from this way.
Okay, screw the boss.
This is you guys, so you'd literally have to do that to get to him.
Yeah, getting to him in time probably would be an option.
Oh, sorry. Here's the river.
Unless we were able to cross the lake, which with an army, no.
So
we aren't going to get there in time for the attack.
Not on him. We could get to somewhere else in time, though.
The guy who took over the army with.
And that way, this force will be completely isolated. They'll have to go there and there, or they'll have to try to cross the river.
Okay.
That's true.
Well, anyways, I guess I'll go tell my leader that we're going to head off this guy, then.
Okay. And then after we kill him, we'll try to move over to the war boss just in case.
Sure.
Assuming we have any an army
left.
Orcs
left.
if we have any left. By the way, I stopped by the Tauren Totem and buy some Tauren Warriors to assist our orc army.
By the way.
You haven't gotten to that level.
Fine, can I at least get Kodos?
I'll warn them.
We have two Tauren Warriors. I don't know what your problem is.
Satan's titties?
Yes. I'll warn them of the plan. The big war boss coming from this way. Okay. We'll try to hit off this one, and then there's another group coming from there.
Okay.
We should be the only group coming from this way. That we know.
Wait,
about.
Is the guy even surprised about this, considering they do this every year?
Not really, but thanks to let us know that it's going to be the same it was last year.
Hey, surprised if it's not going to be Orc Army hitting this town. Yeah. Iron Hills will make it out, just fine, actually.
Wow, we might actually be able to make some progress.
And then the other town down south, which one was might the first actually. City we got to join us?
Which was what?
This one over here, because we went over there and took care of their problem in the forest.
Oh, yeah.
And then we saved Iron Hills from this.
From the orcs.
From this.
So you now saved Iron Hills twice. From the orcs.
And I don't remember this.
I think that's...
They joined last.
They were sitting... Were they with us in the scope of the campaign, or did they join afterwards?
They joined afterwards.
Okay.
Anyways. So yeah, I guess we'll do that. We'd appreciate it if most of the orcs were left intact. Because we're going to use it to kill the other orcs.
Alright, I'll let my commanders know and they'll decide what to do from here.
Okay. They can go reinforce this way if they want in case these orcs decide that they want to go smash the town afterwards.
Okay.
Who knows how reliable they are when they're orcs. Evidently they had some mercenaries that were in charge. So that's how we're
I wonder what happened to the real mercenaries.
They showed up to where the camp is after everyone was like... We shall get paid.
So, I'm going to watch out for some mercenaries. They probably were paid to do something worthwhile.
Alright. Thanks for the FYI.
Thank you. And I did heal him before I went.
Okay.
Because he had visible wounds.
He had visible wounds.
Oh, I'm an assassin to take you guys out, by the way.
Oh, the dagger. It is in my bag.
Okay, bye.
Hey, thanks. Bye.
You guys come back.
Let's go ahead and shut the door.
No.
It's hot in here?
No.
It will be.
Not after I turn my computer off.
What?
Disconnecting!
I turned it off last night because it's actually getting summertime now. The winter, it's a heater.
Yes, I understand. During the winter, I lock my computer on every night because I walk in the morning.
I put my feet on my little charger thing.
Uh-huh. All right. Week 4, you guys arrive here. I assume you instruct the orcs to do a surprise, turn to the right, and avoid this town.
Yes.
Give me an intimidate, oh war boss.
Can we just plant English this way?
Yeah.
So we don't go
near the town.
Yeah. All right, then give me a bluff check instead.
Okay. I can do that.
We're going to the town.
Can we assist on bluffs?
She can.
Okay. I can make some...
Sure, I assist.
With
22.
Right here? 24?
17.
Oh, okay.
Alright.
Well, actually, it's a 20.
Alright, good enough for them. Whatever. You guys are the bosses.
Awesome.
We got trolls now.
We're the best bosses ever.
We got trolls, and apparently we have an assassin, and one of them is big enough to actually stop us all, and obviously we know what's going on.
Obviously, these are professional orcs.
And one type.
But we can't speak orcish.
We are orc paragons.
They is so above us, their words don't even make sense.
We're all speaking in undercommon. Infernal.
Obviously, we're keeping ourselves to a lower EP level to allow us to interact with the people who aren't quite as good as us.
Yeah. Did you see that?
Yeah.
Alright.
Yes.
I'm not quite sure how I want to run a mass combat. So, basically, you guys really don't have anything like tactics military or knowledge. Does anyone have knowledge history, actually?
No. I used to.
I thought
I have knowledge history.
Yeah.
I said I had to give it a
vote. I have knowledge.
I know.
No,
you blame me for
it. I didn't take
no,
that class.
No, I blame my siege class.
I have profession spy.
I have history and nobility, loyalty, and bard knowledge.
It will be knowledge history, because that's the knowledge of important battles and tactics.
Yes. I channel the knowledge of my samurai.
profession spy. We'll obviously send reconnaissance, and then... send them into suicide missions, and then they'll blow everything up, and then we'll come in and save the day once he's
27.
Like
27.
27. Okay.
That's after a bini.
Okay. So
versus him.
What it would have basically wound up being is a 50-50 loss. Or 50-50 fight.
You should have had the goblins be like the rogues.
Well, actually, it would have wound up as 50-25-50. The humans taking 50% losses. You guys taking 25% losses, the other orcs taking about 50% loss. But the other orcs would have lost. What this does is it will bring it down by an eighth on both your and the human side and ratchet up on their side. So this force here has a 75% casualty rate, which is astronomically high.
Yeah, we almost did what we're not supposed to do and cornered them off because we knew it would fought harder, Sue says.
The humans sustain a 25% loss because sometimes, they knew not to attack that force, but sometimes orcs from your guys' force, well, they're not the most manageable.
And they all look the same.
So, they sustain 25% casualty, not fatality, casualty. Someone who can't fight anymore. You guys sustain minimal.
So we still have our army.
Well, let's continue around to Lake Castle.
Because, the humans really weren't attacking. You guys did lose a few guys.
Yeah.
But the other orcs, they were just so surprised when you hit them on the flank.
See,
they got trolls!
How fun was that, guys?
Go ahead and give me an intimidate.
Yeah, we can assist on this.
Should I do it since I have tongues?
I assist.
What's the intimidate for?
See if you get the other 25% you just beat to join you.
Oh, okay.
I'll assist.
You let me do it?
You're the war boss.
You're the war boss, dude.
Okay, yes. Fine. I just rolled a 2 with all.
Well, I can't...
God damn it.
I can't predict what you're rolling.
Did you already lose all your bennies?
No, I have 1 left.
You should put towards the cause.
Amanda, put out.
I don't know why I can roll...
You just can't roll.
I don't know why I can roll 20, 20, 20, 20 when I'm DMing. There we go, 20.
Hey, this is
assistant.
Obviously, you're the biggest, baddest war boss that there is, no matter how.
After a fight,
you guys
army grew.
Awesome.
That's kind of what happens with orcs, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Alright, now we gotta hurry over and see if we can fuck up your big old boss.
Yes.
Obviously,
sure we the biggest.
Oh, obviously the orcs understand. This is a coup.
Okay. Oh, a coup? This time of year? Isn't that unfashionable?
Well, this is early. Okay.
Well, obviously we're changing things. New management.
Professional orcs.
Yeah, our army tells the 25% that's left, they're like, these guys are professionals.
Oh, really? I suppose our boss was just a traditional orc.
Okay. There you go.
Question, what are we going to do with these guys afterwards?
I don't know.
I know what I want to do with them, but yeah, they're not going to get
in
there.
In a metagame reason? In a metagame? Charge Sarnen!
Okay. Why don't I do that? We don't want to fuck up Lightcap. No, I get what we'll do. We'll have them wait, and I'll go over to Light Castle. Where? Who do you hate a lot?
Sarnen. Oh, okay.
Point us in that direction.
Give us some gold. We'll make all these guys go away.
Yeah. They'll go bother Sarnen.
Whoa! Firewall.
You won't want to be with them at that point.
Yeah, you start marching them on. We tell somebody else, oh, we have to take a break. You, the worst, just keep marching that way. That's all you gotta do.
Go attack that city. We're putting this orc in charge. We're gonna get more boys.
Alright. Your wife can teleport now.
Basically, what it is by the time you guys will get to the next area, which will be actually only a few days worth of marching, the primary force has already been defeated and routed.
Well, what we want to do is gather as many orcs as we can.
I understand.
Has the war boss been defeated?
Yes, he has. Oh, okay. Give me an intimidate check.
And can I go negotiate with the city?
Yes.
This is my question. I assist.
I will be...
Is what's his face here?
King... No. Jonathan?
The Night Captain Jonathan.
No. He's not.
18.
He's out on another mission.
I assisted.
Where's my intimidate?
I will my pimp cane around a little more.
I got a 28 right. Plus assistance.
You'll pick up the last remaining vestiges of them, and you'll say, obviously this town was too badass, let's go raid somewhere else. And they go, no problem with that.
They got a wizard college here.
Obviously they're not going to have one over there.
They got spell swords and conjuration mages. They summoned hydras. Summon hydras?
In addition to one real one.
Yeah, real one that's already there.
Is Hydra still in the
Hex?
Hex.
he's the family pet that's been passed on.
We don't know how long it lives, but you know, usually adventurers come along and kill them before they get too big.
Yeah, so we'll see how far you get.
Meathead's not alive anymore, though.
No,
poor Meathead.
Anyway. Alright.
His meat club is totally.
Meathead.
Alright. Basically, you guys will. Mantle. You'll get the message from. You'll, of course, be welcomed into the court of King Bradley.
You're King Bradley? What?
Isn't
oh, God, we're doomed!
Okay.
It's Pride! Run!
Yes, yeah! Swords. It's got an eye patch.
Teleport now! Beam us up! Beam us up!
He will, of course, thank you for your service to Lake Castle. He understands that, obviously, this was some sort of setup. However, he is glad that there is an alliance that has been formed between your group and here. Obviously, we can expect further mutual beneficial support.
Yes, I'll agree with that.
Now, where you... Please take those orcs as far up as they can go.
To Sarnen! You where we should point them.
Yeah, take them to Sarnen. Here's a map. It's written in Orcish. Here you go.
Okay.
Please avoid Old Well. We are kind of on good terms with them.
Alright.
Oh, the second town we visited. That's right.
No, that's where. Well, yeah, after the beginning town that went to shit.
Yeah, that's the dwarf town.
Well, it's a human town that the dwarves are at.
Yes, but it's majority
I wonder
dwarf.
If the old dwarf is still alive.
It's only been 40 years since you hit last campaign.
Yeah.
Other campaign.
Depends on how close to death he was.
He seemed like he was going to die any day.
No, yeah, the dwarves, they just keep going on.
I might die tonight, 40 years later. I still might die tonight.
The dwarves are just worried that he may fall. They didn't want him to.
He's an old grumbler.
It's right. Actually only 30.
So we point them in the right direction.
You point them in the right direction, they wall off on that direction, obviously, since you're going to go get more boys.
Well, yeah, we'll go get more boys. You're in charge for now.
Goodbye, orc force.
Have them go after a smaller settlement to bolster their confidence, and then they go directly for
the
capital. Okay.
Oh, God, the capital.
They're like, wait, is that an orc wall? Really?
The mages are like, yes, I've been waiting for this.
No, guys, am I dreaming? I mean, I just created a spell that was like, it's Cloud Cullo only versus orcs. Am I dreaming, really?
I've been waiting to try this out.
Didn't Sarnan's magic regulations make you hopes look a little piddly, or am I just imagining?
What do you mean, regulations?
Basically, if you're part of the college, you can do whatever the fuck you want.
Yeah.
That's basically what it is.
It's a majocracy. Okay. Mages are the ruling class.
So, call your wife. Let's get out of here.
Let's get back to
the city. Take the wife. Come in, wife.
Oh, hello, dear.
Ah, what a
fun. Yeah, so did you get to watch all that fun?
No, I'm sorry. I'm busy up here.
Oh, doing what?
Business.
Oh, fun. Oh, did you get that dress you were looking at? It's quite good.
Yes, I did. Thank you.
Yeah, I don't even want to know how much that cost.
Oh, it's nothing too important.
Just hey, that was not for me. You did not take anything from me except gold. That's can't stop you from doing that.
Wife.
Oh, by the way, we're done.
I assume you want to come home now.
Well, I assume you have need of me at home.
Sure, I could have the dishes done.
Sure. Alright, we're ready.
Alright, boom, boom, boom. You guys are back up.
Wow, I made it through an entire adventure without getting hurt.
At all.
There was no battle.
Well, no, there was battle. We were in that battle. We got slightly injured, but... it's orcs.
Oh. And we healed it.
Wait. We just defeated an army. Think of the EXP!
Divided by an army! Think of the number of people! Consider your army keep growing!
Okay. Well, I go directly home to my wife and go, roar!
Where have you been? Psh!
Oh!
I also go directly home to my wife.
Oh, you're finally home. Thank... you're in one piece.
Yeah. I led an army of orcs across the plains.
I can tell.
I go say hi to Galatha and say, like, I didn't die!
That's a first.
I know. Well, not a first, but it's rare nowadays, I guess.
Or get transmuted.
I didn't get transmuted or...
Bunny.
Oh, by the way, one thing I found out about spell magic... the wording on it says it dispels anything that break enchantment does not dispel.
Okay.
And it's specifically prohibited by dispelling. So that's how you get rid of rated impugnment.
Okay.
At least I think so.
That sounds about right. A third level spell trumping a first level spell? Sounds about right.
I'm just saying that I know because
however, it does not dispel. Mortar Cannon's disjunction.
No. Actually, I think you can try.
As a counter?
Yes.
Anyway, I visit a bathhouse and then go back to the gnomes. You guys go back to your normal business. Obviously, since you've been gone a month, girls have been swarming the Brotherhood compound.
They think, oh, well, obviously she's gone.
She left
she's
you.
She's dead. She left you. You should come
home. I should
wait,
walk up behind one of these. Like, oh, really?
Yeah, I hear she's dead.
She secretly has gained levels in assassin.
No, she has assassin levels limited to when people are trying to steal games away.
Kehiania.
Well, I thought she wasn't me. My name's Kehiani.
Right. Well, if you go, excuse me, I'm gonna go sleep with James now.
Take me.
No.
Take me with you.
And then you must spank me. And me! Yes, you must spank us all! We've been very bad!
Castle Anthrax. I didn't get that joke the first time.
I suggest you leave before I kill you all.
Right, so you're all home. Well, the rest of these adventures, let me see if they're relevant.
So did the group that's supposed to still be here, did they contact us afterwards?
Yeah.
Yeah, we let a wall. It was amusing.
Against the other war.
I thought I will explain to them what happened.
That's awesome.
I agree.
And since King Bradley's cool with you, then I guess we're cool. So.
Yes, cool. We
I recommend finding out who set us up. We would have done that, but we got dragged into doing stuff for the Brotherhood.
What? Effing Brotherhood.
Well, they're one of our allies too. Do you know that?
Yeah.
Oh, did you learn it?
Yeah. We've been working with them for a month. We've been bored.
Alright, I pay Garrosh and Garrosh their pay.
And we welcome back Garrosh and Barrett!
From an orc wall.
I'm sure they had fun. So they just sweep.
Fresh walkout. Off the battlefield.
Guess what I learned? Whirlwind!
Oh, so now we can do massive combats against them and they still kill everyone!
Quick, send out the hordes of goblins!
And today's fireworks will be...
No. Both of them got whirlwind attack and gained proficiency in spiked chains.
Oh, and they got monkey grips so they can get a two-handed version that's larger.
Well, it is. Yeah, and they're large sized already. So they have like a 25-foot reach of whirlwind.
Oh, God. They hit the stand.
Oops. Don't sit in the front row, folks.
It's okay. That's just the poor people there.
The really poor people.
Yes.
It used to be the rich people, but then they realized the blood was there. And
yeah.
Anyway, so what's up next? That's still relevant.
Well, you guys have...
We missed
two leads.
We missed four NHNs.
You did indeed miss four
NHNs. No, three, because one of them was not going to happen.
Oh, that's right.
So you don't know what they've said about
it. I suppose we'll have to go get them.
I need to go find Michael.
Okay.
You also need to talk to your employer.
That's Michael.
Okay.
I have two leads that I can think of. A, hunting down who set you up.
The captain.
And B, you guys still have the Blood Lotus Orphanage thing to deal with.
Oh, yeah.
Those are the two leads that I can think of. If there's anything else that you guys can think of, I'm welcome. You're more than welcome to say. And, of course, if you guys want to go help the Brotherhood.
No.
And then there's the vampire.
What's wrong with the Brotherhood?
And then there's the Necromancer. Well, since you guys have always been asking their help, maybe you should go walk up and say, what do you guys want?
No.
We have some petty thugs that...
If they come to us, then we'll help.
Yes.
No.
I will let them know that, actually. I will ask them, tell them, if they need any of my assistance, just come and ask
them.
Yeah.
They know. They just never knew.
They're like, well, you guys deal with so big things. We deal with thugs. It's kind of a waste of your time.
See, hey,
it's like, I'm bored. Send me the direction to kill someone.
Here.
I'm going to go look for a steady job. Possibly with the...
Spine.
Yeah, that.
Okay.
Possibly with what... The newspaper people.
NHN.
Yes.
I still need to set up my false identity with you, Tyler.
I'm gonna work on the paperwork.
Okay.
And I'll go get caught up with my assistant. So how's the case going?
Well, it's been hard doing it without you for the past month, but I think we're okay.
Hey, I just get tossed off the city sometimes, and...
Whatever.
You know how it is.
Yeah.
No, I realize every time I'm gone, it's like, okay, the lead lawyer's gone for a month.
Without telling us what she was working on.
This guy knows the case as well, or almost better than I do.
I move to recess. Until she gets back. Indefinite recess.
Alright, well, I suppose I'll work on getting the case back together.
You'll notice that your bit is actually getting smaller and smaller.
My what?
Bit.
You're parting it.
Oh, he's taking over more, is that what you're trying to say?
Yes, because he had to take over for a month.
Basically, you're just the image now.
I'm the trial lawyer that goes out there and gets everyone to go like, oh my god, you're right.
Meanwhile, he's the one who actually does all the work.
Yes, that's about how criminal cases go.
He finds all the legal things, and I go out there and go, You should care!
Single, I'm lying to you! Believe me!
Believe me! Believe me! Please believe me!
I find Michael.
Alright. He's got another dude for you to track down.
I do my job.
Well.
Oh, and by the way, you guys will owe another lifestyle.
How much? Do I owe anything for living with the gnomes?
No.
Okay.
I live in the...
So, mortgages... 150? Yes.
100. Did we get any money or anything from that sojourn?
Okay.
How much does the Silver District lifestyle cost?
150.
How much would it cost to...
And you're 50.
How much would it cost
to... No, start... correction, your wife is 50.
How much would it cost to start setting up a shop in Dead End Alley?
No, talk to her about monthly rent.
No, I'm not... Beyond monthly rent, how much would it cost to get a base...
It also depends on what your inventory is. If your inventory is weapons, it's going to be a bit more expensive than if your inventory is ice cream.
What if I'm running a general store?
General store?
Buy general store equipment.
I'll have to look that up, because basically that's going to be looking through the PHP for rope, tents, hammers, nails, puppies.
Would a general store do well in Dead End Alley?
You should sell
probably
kids.
The hardware store was removed.
Okay.
So and you'll be neighbors with Bert.
Except he won't know who I am, because I am doing this under a false identity with my hat of disguise.
I'll set up on his
identity. I'll give you your hat back.
I'll get the information eventually.
I do it.
Yes.
Not that hard.
Because I didn't like feeling like an orc and a red dragon.
I registered a confidential citizen.
I felt very dirty.
I'm sure that happens never.
What? That's the sixth one today. You're falling behind.
Wow.
I'm certain that never happens.
I'm sure trying to do that information about who set us up. Who knew about this?
Oh, okay.
It took me 6 tries to get a 25 DC. 3 times.
And why are you keeping other information?
First, start over in the docks area, because that was where it was coming
in. Okay, so copper. Using gold, silver...
I was not giving any modifier, so...
You owe me 24 copper pieces.
2 silver and 4 copper.
I went ahead and paid for my wife.
Okay.
You paid off your wife. You should be!
So, I got 3 suggestions there.
Okay. And so the... And that took 5 checks or 6?
Elven names. Legolas.
2 more copper.
Legolas? Really?
Legolas, yeah. Look at this one. This one won't actually hurt your eyes.
All right. So the 3 facts you'll learn about that is that the captain never ordered that.
Obviously.
However, another member of the Thieves Guild did.
So is he trying to get the captain?
2 facts.
Which one?
You don't know who, but someone in the Thieves Guild did.
Mm-hmm. So someone in the Thieves Guild set us up to try to get us killed.
Yep.
It could not have been us. It could have been the captain.
The, third fact you find out is that the person who set it up is no longer among the living.
As an undead or just dead?
Well, they had some nice cement shoes as they were tossed off the city.
What could have happened?
Who did that to him?
It was a small-time petty crook that had aspirations of joining the Thieves Guild.
Who killed him or...
No, who set it up.
So it was someone in the Thieves Guild who had this guy set it up?
Mm-hmm.
Gotcha.
So we still have to find the mastermind.
Although evidently it wasn't actually the captain.
Yeah. I'm going to go ask the captain if he heard about what happened.
Ah, Dick. Good to see you again.
This one.
You look well?
Yeah, it's not bad. After getting strength trained and gang raped.
Yes, well, as a... deputy of the city and a fine guardian against the necromantic powers that be, I can see how that might be a slight drain on your strength.
Yeah, there's a lot of things that happen to me that aren't my choice. Like, joining the Thieves Guild to begin with, becoming a deputy.
Well, life takes you in some interesting places.
About the only thing that I do for a living that was my choice is the fact that I work for Platinum District House.
Which I have heard.
Very nice employment.
As I can imagine.
So, see which I get 2,000 for that, right?
No, 1,000. And that was small time thing.
Hey, money's money.
The other one was a bit bigger because it was a
lycanthrope. Lycanthrope was threatening to spread.
Mm-hmm. Do you have you heard about the crate and flying boat incident?
No.
I related to him what happened, short of how my wife got captured.
So you're going to raid one of my ships because you thought that I was doing something inappropriate?
We weren't going to raid it. We were literally going to sneak on board, see what it was, because we figured somebody was lying to us. And you know how good Ricardo is at hiding. Look, see what it was. If it was something dangerous, take it off and bring it to you.
You never hit a ship mid-air. That's just bad policy.
And at which point they attacked us, so we had to retaliate or die.
Yes, well, don't attack ships mid-air. They're very, very jumpy, especially with people like Crazy Beard around. Maybe if he wasn't around, you could actually have ship-to-ship contact.
So anyways, that's what happened, and apparently the person who actually ordered everything under your name has been thrown off the city, but that doesn't catch the mastermind.
Ah, well, it appears that someone in the Thieves Guild is interested in souring our relations.
I think I might know who. That wizard who seemed to not like
How
me.
How many of them?
Vool? No, particularly Vool.
Well, Vool or some of the other people that have aspirations.
Like the goblin?
Yeah, the goblin. Well, I suppose if he's trying to hide his demeanor under a carefree attitude, then yeah.
Yeah.
My bet is Ghoul, personally. But I'm also a little vindictive. He's a fool.
Ghoul, Vool the Fool?
So anyways.
Well, I would...
Vool the Fool, Ghoul.
I would say to first try and find him, but of course I would... Unless you can find where the body was dropped...
No, that's not gonna
That happen. Was a while ago.
We considering we don't know the exact time when and the city moves.
Yes, about 4 weeks ago we were hitting Alemannia, possibly passing.
Yeah.
That's when the party
Trust was us, we know. Thing.
So, it could have been anywhere. Any other ideas?
Well, eyes and ears of the beggars, but of course it was a month ago. The trail is going to be very, very cold.
Yes, and it was done probably well disguised.
Professionally. Well, the first thing we have to acknowledge is the fact that someone is attempting to come between us.
Yes.
So if I suddenly develop any rational hatred of you and attempt to send assassins at you, I would suggest that you don't come and attack me.
The same thing for us.
Yeah. And I don't think we have any aspirations of killing you either.
Yes. We still need to make sure the Thieves Guild winds up in the proper hands.
Yeah.
Quite so.
So, any ideas? We have two things within the Thieves Guild.
Just
one,
have a disagreement on what the proper hands are.
We need to find out, one, who was the one who set this up, and two, how to remove the power of other individuals.
Well, the first thing is motive.
Motive that could be probably coupling the other one, especially if it was Vool. I apparently pissed him off with our message abilities, which I kind of...
Everyone pisses Vool off.
So Vool could just be doing out of being spiteful, because I'm sure he does that to everybody. Or it could be somebody in our
situation. Well, if it was Vool, that'd be unusually subtle for him.
No, he's not a subtle man.
He just comes up and fucks you up.
Fireball!
Vool is usually fairly direct, but of course that doesn't mean that his leader couldn't have asked it.
Yeah.
Because remember, all the people that were there were merely lieutenants.
Yeah.
I'm a lieutenant!
Hey, Garner. Laser kid.
So, who do you think it was?
I'd have to have time. Because, as you might imagine, things change
rapidly
in the city. A couple small chapters have opened up in Copper District.
Happy.
Of the Thieves Guild.
So you mean some people like us?
Some, you know, people who took over some of the collapsed areas, yes. And I had to back off politically.
What, you couldn't recruit them into the greater good?
new people are tend to be ideal. Well, I could, but at the same time, I was not the one who asked them to join.
Ah.
So there's someone else who's putting the player.
So basically, it could very well be the same people who tried to bump get us separate is
yes,
bringing
but
in more
power.
Yes, we
have to move very carefully, because if it wasn't, then we don't want to anger two factions of the Thieves
yes.
Guild. Because if we do that, then, well... I'm sure the Night Guard are skilled, but the Thieves Guild, if they deal with business, they don't fight. They
yeah.
stab you in the night.
Yeah.
We're one of the rare people that deals with business by stabbing them in the face.
And by stabbing, I mean great sword, morning star, teeth, club, sword.
Now see, if we're all actually playing rogue, especially evil alignment, oh, we have somebody to go take care of. I'll take the Nightfall.
Mm-hmm.
But we're not all playing rogues, and none of us are evil alignment.
And we're gonna give you a chance. We're gonna fuck you up. I give in. Okay. Later that night.
Why are you stabbing my pillow?
What?
Whack. Whack.
So, since we're doing stuff useful now, Steven's investigating, but there's some time needs to be in the investigation.
Yeah, I'm gonna let the captain.
I was actually thinking of having a tertiary job. Why the hell not? You know?
Of what? Oh,
I was
having another job?
Yes.
You workaholic?
I know. And I was actually thinking, there aren't many lyric thaumaturges. I was wondering if the College of Magic wanted a teacher for someone who uses arcane bardic music instead of... Because I use more study than... And a sorcerer or something.
You could easily be a keynote speaker, I'm sure.
Could be an experience.
Keep in mind the racism at the college, too.
Yeah, I know.
Whoop-de-doo. I could be a human.
Galatha, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, you being a human actually wouldn't mean a whole lot. Oh, look! Your illusion / transmutation radiating. Huh. Let's dunk you in this anti-magic room for a second. Okay, pull you back out.
It's not that. I mean the image. I could be a human for images of people, like the students to carry. It's a thought I had.
You have that one student who accidentally permanently true seeing on himself.
He's a student?
Yes.
You'd be surprised what students wind up being.
Well, if I mix this, this, and this, I wonder what it does.
No, he goes, if it makes this, it's boom!
Oh, I can see everything!
Well, see, if we're using the Traveler system, remember, those first 4 years as a student, they get one life event, which might be something crazy.
But yeah, so that was my idea.
You might not remember what they are.
I don't really remember my college years.
So what does the NHN say about my job proposition?
They'll take you easy.
Cool.
As everyone tries to get legitimate jobs
yeah.
now.
They'll pay you 50 gold a week.
Okay. Neat.
It's about what everyone else gets paid.
Steven gets paid 1,000 a job.
Yes, but he gets jobs much less often. His job is a lot less, more sporadic than ours.
A lot less
and
more sporadic.
It's not a steady...
Not necessarily as a professor, but yes, definitely as someone a research assistant, yes, they could use that.
Research assistant.
Yes. A researcher. Because there aren't a lot of bards who apply.
Well,
your knowledges are, of course, you know, they can't really refute that. You're smart. You have the knowledges. But they're like, well, you know, I can understand that you can cast magic missile and shit, but the way you cast magic missile isn't particularly applicable to our students.
That's what I was, like, joining the college.
I have a plan that...
Someone needs questions about bardic music, they come to me.
Average price for
because
a shop, but
teachers
you
don't always
you live there.
Teach classes, if you know
but
what
you
I mean.
You don't live there, so...
I can't hear you.
I go to KU, trust me, I know teachers don't actually teach.
So I'd be a teacher, but, you know, someone who's just there to do research, basically.
By the way, Jessica?
Yes?
Since you were gone for 4 weeks, you have 400 gold sitting from Dead End.
Mm-hmm.
That's in your pot.
It was actually 200.
400.
Why did I get 400?
You got an extra 200 from somewhere.
Okay.
In addition, you've got 2,400 sitting from the Colosseum, where that's the 600 where you need to figure out how you want to distribute that.
Yeah, I already know how to distribute.
Okay. And you'll figure out how much it'll cost to get me, like, supplies and stuff like that.
Yes.
That I'm not worried about getting done right now, considering I know that's kind of something that just kind of sprung on you since I hadn't talked about it much, so.
Well, I knew you were starting a shop, I just didn't know what kind of shop. Because, like, a flower shop, not too expensive. A kitten shop, you know, I could see that. General store? Oh, hell if I know.
A pet store.
There's your pet store. Sell kitties.
I'm not sure in Copper District that's a good idea.
He's also a barbarian, not like a druid or a ranger.
He means sells food.
No, actually, as a barbarian, I'd be great to sell animals. It's like, really?
Really? Peel.
No, he's a veterinarian. This is telling him, my dog's acting kind of crazy. Rock!
You would need a druid.
Tom takes the dog and bites him back.
Well, that's what you do, is you take our druid
teddy
friend,
bear.
And you guys can open a pet shop together. He'll actually do all the healing, you just hold the animal.
No.
The evil one?
Well, according to 4.0, barbarians get their power from nature.
Primal. I'm just running a general store. And no, I will not sell our stolen goods, Steven.
Aww. They're not always stolen. Sometimes
yeah,
they're just
like
looted.
Business proposition
I'm not stealing okay. stuff we looted from corpses either.
It's not that I really
Why?
Want something.
People
it's
do
you
it
don't
in,
have a day job.
People do it as adventurers
well,
all the time.
Lawyering doesn't happen.
Yes, but we're not adventurers.
I'm just saying,
at
like
the
it's common in the world.
Research, and then if something lawyering comes up, I do that.
Okay.
Don't bounce.
Well,
why?
Although since everyone now mostly has a day job, you guys will actually, you know, have to not stay out so late, except for you.
I can deal with... I only need 4 hours of meditation,
Remember.
So...
She's a druggie now.
So, Tyler's got his, you know...
I gotta keep on fix!
That's the restoration potion addiction. Ryan doesn't sleep. I meditate for 4 hours.
Actually,
my job doesn't matter for that.
It would probably be cheaper for me to go get a wand of lesser restoration.
Now, the thing is while you're... You think that your character can work 12 hours a day? They can't.
Yeah, I know.
After about 8 hours, especially, you've worked retails. Can you imagine 12-hour day every
I've
day?
I've worked 12-hour days.
I am going to be hiring a secondary shop assistant,
okay.
too, so...
I've worked 12-hour days before.
Yeah.
I've worked 14-hour days.
You want to kill people at the end.
You play World of Warcraft during your job. You don't count.
Yeah, Ryan, you really don't count.
Still, though, I worked 14 hours.
You got paid for 14 hours. How much of those hours you worked is different.
Technically, if I take a call an hour, that's working for that hour.
Like 6 years ago, whenever I started working at Subway, my first day, the boss had me work 12 hours.
Wow.
Anyways,
until you've had to constantly move on your feet or talk on the phone for 12 hours straight, you have not worked 12 hours or 14 hours.
I have worked, well, not 14, but I've worked 10 hours where the phone was up or off the hook the whole time.
Anyway.
Okay. So, he has to look into it.
Yeah.
Although you may want to inform the group as to what you are doing.
Yeah, so we know what's going on.
Yeah.
We're gonna hopefully. I'll be. Yeah.
I'll just come to the group, tell them that the captain didn't order it. Somebody was set him up, set us up, trying to break us apart.
Woo.
He's looking into it.
I'm not going to college for some reason.
And you know, they really don't care if you're a tiefling. If you're teaching, it's when tieflings show up that they get a little concerned.
Especially if the tiefling shows up and starts trying to make deals with them.
I'm just a tiefling.
What does it take to move to silver as with an infernal person?
It's just pay. The only thing is you occasionally have to deal with stigma. Now, okay. See, if it was, you know, a calm, dainty, helpless tiefling woman, it might mean something slightly different. However, if someone throws a rock at Felicity, she throws an eldritch blast back.
Which might cause more problems than, you know, the dainty tiefling lying on the ground and I'm like, oh. In this case, it's more like the guard shows up and tries to arrest your wife for incinerating
her. And then she gets
incinerated. And then she goes to jail.
Chain Eldritch Blast.
What
and Tano just happened to be walking by.
What are you talking about? someone attacked me or something?
No, someone attacked my wife. Oh. Well, I'm going to...
Nice. It's okay.
Anyway, I'm going to tell my wife. Nice. And I tell my wife, on the condition that you don't Eldritch Blast anyone, we can move to Silver District.
Sure, I can do that. What? You always say that I always do it, but you know, I don't.
His name wasn't anyone. His name was Bill. He was alive.
Anyone in the word sense, not in
self-defense
the sense. Depending on how threatened your life
so
actually
that's a yes.
is.
Okay.
If someone's actually going to kill you, yes.
You guys are going to have to go see the Tiefling Civil Rights Movement to get yourself out of copper. I'm assuming.
We'll have to see.
Or I suppose your wife could try.
But I'll go ahead and go and buy a house or whatever.
Alright, well, it's the... Basically pay 100 gold now.
Okay.
And you're at the same payment as Stephen and Amanda.
Okay.
Of 150 a month.
I pay 600 a month.
So, wait a minute. So, we get 50 gold a week from...
Yes.
4 weeks. So we'd only pay 50 gold a week for our thing, because of our income.
The way it works is there are 5 weeks in a month.
Oh, so it's
you pay 150, so that means half of your income is taken up by food or living expenses and your house. So that means you've got 150 gold a month profit, if that's the way you want to look at it. But basically what it is it's 150 gold to start investing in something, or... Most people have kids. And let me tell you, kids suck up money. But since you get 150 gold a year at this point fairly young, you can spend it frivolously.
So, except Jessica, who from the Coliseum in the shops gets like 600 gold a month. And
600 of that gold for the... Coliseum. That word. That thing the Romans built.
Yeah.
She has to spread that out paying people.
Yeah.
And whatnot.
Yes. Some of it goes to our men, some of it goes to us, and some of it goes elsewhere.
How much a week does the Coliseum get?
And the reason why Dead End, she gets such a huge profit in that is because she invested very heavily in that.
Yeah.
The best that copper has to offer is trying to live there.
It's basically actually probably middle silver now even.
I'd say low silver.
Well,
middle silver.
Can you put a wall around it?
Yes. There is a stone wall, a bathhouse, a chapel, 2-story buildings for houses.
So yeah, this is low silver to probably mid. So there's a reason why she's getting a large chunk of cash a week. She gets 100 as opposed to 50.
And your lifestyle doesn't affect because...
She doesn't have to pay rent.
Yeah.
That's her advantage.
She owns it.
However, she still does have to pay lifestyle.
Yes.
Because that's things like food and you can't
get
around.
How much money do I make?
Well, the problem with the civil rights thing is you gotta wait till it's done.
Yeah, I know. I don't make any money from that right now. Which means I'm purely paying about 600 and some per week out of my pocket, which is coming from somewhere. But nobody asks any questions because everyone has that little dirty secret where they get their money from.
Now, you will be getting money as a researcher from the university, and I'd have to think about
Think about it. That was just my idea. I was like, hey, that'd be kind of cool.
To have an actual legitimate job.
That makes me amount of money that might actually be able to get me somewhere. Because, well, I mean, being a lawyer is legitimate enough, but...
Yeah.
By the way, everyone gets 100 gold from the Coliseum.
Put that 100 back.
She does the first month's payment for you.
Thanks.
You're welcome.
So
how are we going to go about figuring out the assassin?
You may have heard Keep on the Shadowfell before, but you've never heard it like this. From the gaming group that brought you The Wizards College, join them as they delve into 4th edition Dungeons & Dragons, some of them for the first time. The town of Brook Hollow stands watch over a ruined keep that was once a bastion of good in the realm. The keep overlooks the Shadow Rift, a dark scar in the world that was once a gateway to the Shadowfell, but has been dormant for many years. Now an evil cleric of Orcus, demon lord of the undead, seeks to reopen the gate, and the only thing standing in his way is a small yet determined band of heroes. Dungeons & Dragons, 4th edition. Keep on the Shadowfell. Redux. Available for download only at GamersHavenPodcast.com.
You've been listening to the Gamers Haven Podcast. Subscribe to the show by visiting our website at GamersHavenPodcast.com, where you can also discuss all things gaming in our forum, drop us an email, or just peruse our episode archives. You can also call us toll-free and leave a message to be played on the show by dialing 1-877-416-1270. That's toll-free, 877-416-1270. On our website, you'll also find our actual play podcasts chronicling our misadventures through all things role-playing. Enjoy what you hear? Why not support the Gamers Haven by purchasing Gamers Haven merchandise, visiting our affiliates, or just by clicking on our donate button? The Gamers Haven podcast is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial, Share Alike 3.0 United States license, some rights reserved. Some music in this podcast is used with permission of Joe Hero Band at joehero.com. This is a Thousand Monkeys production.
This concludes the broadcast from World Control.